This is HMS All Access.
Welcome to another episode of HMS All Access. I'm your host, Charlie Wolf, and on this week's episode, we talk about United Airlines kicking ass, the Bogan family and how they deal with nature, and Facebook Live. We've also got another edition of What Would Eric Do? Remember, you can send your questions to charlie at 98kupd.com, get them answered on the podcast. Also in this week's episode, we find out why Brady is ashamed of KUPD, and we try and convince him to cuss a little more. Remember, we're now on iTunes, Stitcher, and TuneIn, so you can head over there, rate, subscribe, do all that fancy stuff. Let us know what you think. If you want to chime in on the podcast, get your questions and comments passed along to the guys, you can email me at charlie at 98kupd.com. Let's get to our first clip.
Well, good. I'm proud of you, but I'm also disappointed because you promised something to me and then you backed out.
I promised you KUPD would be represented.
You said you would wear the shirt yesterday.
Where was it represented?
I don't remember. Yeah. I talked about it.
I don't remember
what
that.
What do you mean? Nice little mumbling.
I don't remember that. It was an inconvenient moment there. That's kind of inconvenient.
I talked about it, but that's editing.
Wearing the hat.
There's zero chance of that making it.
What we said was, so they can't edit out the talking part, wear something. That's all that makes KUPD there. And you say,
yeah, all right, okay.
You got to know that would have been nice.
Hurts me.
Hurts my feelings. Hurts my heart. My heart needs healing.
Even Toledo, look at that. Yeah,
look at
Toast
Toledo.
Over there is sad.
Well, get over it.
Oh,
there's
geez.
A kid that's skin sloughing from a chemical bomb. Wow, wow.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Wow. Your first world problems.
Man. Oh, yeah, but this is like directly you hurting our feelings. Yeah, this isn't just us bitching in the air. This is actually saying you hurt our feelings. You did it. And then he brings up Syrian babies.
Yeah. Something that really matters.
Yeah.
Got kid's skin sloughing off, and here you're telling me I'm not emotionally supportive.
I'm emotional. Look at me. I got a lot of emotion.
We'll get you around. We'll get you less embarrassed about us. We'll do some. We'll dress better or something.
I don't know
what it is. We'll try harder.
I think you'd have a hard time if you weren't on the show and you just run in that restaurant.
Yeah. Yeah. You'd be in an apartment and Ronnie would have left you by now. Making no ends meet.
It'd be a lot tighter.
You'd be making burn ends meet. Damn you.
Same for me. I'll wear a hat anywhere, John.
That's right, buddy. Yeah, because that real estate thing can dry up quick. It's amazing how a couple months go by.
You want me to wear a hat on TV?
But Penny.
Let's do it.
I want you to crash weather reports in the stuff. Let's get them.
What you got, bro?
Brady, I wanted to talk about your embarrassment of how embarrassed you are of KUBD in the morning show.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Your coworkers.
Okay.
Food Network came into town. Did like a
filming
little
ginormous foods
at Porkopolis.
Yeah.
And you were refused to wear KUPD gear or mention KUPD.
No, I mentioned KUPD. You obviously, the old telephone game came into you. You
okay.
Were
he's so
bogus.
Bitter. He's
are
so
you
bogus bitter about it.
Are you trying to blame me? Deflect?
No.
Angry
no,
and
I'm
bitter
not blaming
about the
you.
Whole thing.
Why are you so ashamed of your
thank you, Charlie.
Hosts, your co-hosts and
your
co-workers
friends.
And friends?
Yeah. The same
your family.
Reason that I'm ashamed, like John, is ashamed of our show.
I'm not ashamed of our show. I'm thrilled by it.
He's been on some skits with Frank Caliendo. We both have.
That's a different job.
Neither wearing KUPD stuff. We had
you
opportunities.
You guys are playing characters.
Playing characters. I'm actually acting. That's different.
I am acting.
You're not
in
acting.
This role.
You're not at all. You're promoting. You're in a big fat commercial for you.
Right. And I figured talking about the station.
Not going to happen.
Are you more of a restaurateur or a co-host on a morning show?
Yeah.
On
which
that
one
day?
Are you?
I'm
No, I'm all the time.
Just what
all
is your
time?
Job?
It's morning sickness.
That's right. Okay. 100%.
Yeah.
Which means you promote that, your restaurant does better.
Yeah.
So you put the KUPD shirt on.
There
God
are times you have to, you know, there's
never.
Separation.
There's
because
never.
There's plenty of customers that come in there that have no idea.
And why is that? Because nobody's promoting it. That's why.
That's
all
not
those customers
true.
That come in won't know.
They find out quickly. I'm not the guy that leads in, hey, listen, I'm on a morning show. I'm never comfortable leading with that
it's
stuff.
Rape
if it comes
promotion.
Up about
Brady's not going to bring it up.
Right.
You're not
going to
do that.
Right.
But what you could do is put a picture up that says KUPD's Brady Bogan or just 98 KUPD on the wall
with
somewhere.
The crew, maybe.
With the crew.
What I did was I put the crew
after
picture
two
that
and
we
a half,
had.
Three
the one.
Years of saying, why don't you do anything KUPD in there? Why don't you do anything?
Well,
I don't want to. I don't like it. I don't like
well,
the station.
That's not true.
And then so finally he puts a picture of himself over our faces four times in the urinal.
I can see that. I like
funny.
That.
It's funny. In the urinal.
Piss on KUPD is what I say. They only place anything in this fucking dump.
That's the only the spot
KUP's
that I have it
piss
on.
Box.
Yeah, Brady, it seems like you let the radio station help promote your restaurant, but you don't use your restaurant to help maybe gain a few listeners that you may not have had.
Oh, that's when you're so
not
far
there,
from the truth.
When you're
so
not
there's
there.
A lot of people
when
that have been turned
there.
On to KUPD.
No, there's not.
Because
really?
Absolutely.
Not when
plenty
you're not
of people
there.
Are going, oh, I hear you do a radio show. And when it comes up like that, yes, I do. 97.9, these customers come back in. You know what? I've been listening ever since you told me.
Yes. Okay.
Get that day in and day out.
Day in and day out. Bullshit.
Unbelievable.
Because he's not there every
you know what?
Day.
You know
so
what
the people
you do
that go
get.
In there and don't ever see KUPD will never know. We don't need this shit. We're a monster without it. It would just be nice to have somebody be proud of you. Again, I go back to the wife who sees the husband's desk and says, wow, 16 years, not a picture of me on his desk. Honey, you want to put a picture up? Yeah, I'll get to it. I'll get to it. You want to put a picture? And then he puts a picture of her up with his face over hers. That's great. I'm going to hang this in the can. Oh, I see. You're embarrassed.
It is.
Of us.
I'm hearing from my wife right now because then if
yes,
I say
exactly
I want
right.
to put a picture up, no,
nope,
it's way
that.
Too late oh,
right.
now.
Because you're an insensitive. Exactly right. Because you're an insensitive asshole
you
who doesn't
can't
understand
do it
people,
now.
And you're just mean, and you don't even care.
Oh, that's
care.
Me.
That's it. Well,
oh,
I've seen
Mr.
it.
Meanie.
I've seen it in action. I've seen it in action.
You guys yeah. do argue like a married it's, couple. Well,
you're
of
a married
times.
Couple when you do a radio show this long. You are.
Well, so being the married couple, so. Trim as you sew.
Okay.
Pleats.
Yeah.
So okay. part of the important part of sewing.
Okay.
According to George Trupon,
oh,
Google
fuck's
it.
Sake, just
are you,
finish.
What are you going to say?
So, well, honey.
Yeah.
What could I do
I don't
to
give
make
a fuck.
The restaurant?
I want out of this. I'm going to fuck every one of your friends. I'm going to butt fuck every one of your friends. I'm going to do everything you won't do, you repressed
no, Sean,
prick.
He's extending an olive branch here.
Yeah.
Okay, Dave's
not
trying interested. To apologize.
It's too late. It's too late. Sometimes too late, that happens yeah. when you realize that you've destroyed the relationship through your selfishness, and then you go and try to give your wife flowers, and she's like, go fuck yourself. I'm going to fuck your friends. That's
all
me.
Right.
I'm going to fuck
right.
your friends.
Well, there you have it.
HMS All Access Podcast 1.
Come on.
Fly the friendly skies of 98 KUPD.
Come on.
Wow. Hey, nice job, United Airlines. You are world famous today.
This video has gone insane. This is one of the most viral of all viral videos I've ever seen. Everybody's watched this little Asian man get ripped off the plane, and nobody's talking about the real reason why. He was Asian. They picked him based
no,
on his
just,
size and his race.
It's just a random pick.
No, it was not. There's no way that was a random pick. No one is saying that.
Well,
completely because of his tiny little Asian body.
That's exactly what they're saying.
What, did they mention the Asian part? I've never heard that.
No, they say what happens in the overbooked, the rule is...
Oh, no, they can pull you off.
Yeah,
but they
can pull
him
you off,
because
and
little.
How they do it is a random pick.
Yeah, random my ass. That wasn't random. That
exactly.
was calculated effort to pick out the small Asian
so
man.
So with four of them, they put a name in a hat? What do they do?
Yeah.
Who gets
yeah.
to draw this?
Yeah, that's
they
the thing.
They put all the seats in the hat?
I'll tell you exactly who gets to draw it. Eric, you and I are in the position of like, all right, you and you, come here for a second. We need a guy off this plane. Well, what do we got? We got four people in these four seats. You go look at those seats, you're like, all right, that dude's huge. I'm not pulling him off.
Yeah.
Nobody. And then you have to ask, did you guys ask to... Is there a volunteer situation here? Yeah, nobody will do it. You want to up the ante a little? Good God, no. We're not going to ask for give them more. All right, who do we got? We got two women. Can't hit women. The giant dude. No, he seems like he's going to beat us up. And a little Asian doctor who's got to get home to Louisville. He came, all right, he's our guy. That's
him.
Clearly, that's our,
him out of here.
Our random choice is the little Asian.
I wanted to also talk about the Asian dude that got kicked off of the United flight.
Yeah.
Which has been the... big video of the week.
Yes. Huge.
It's crazy to me that they're allowed to forcibly remove you like that.
It's a real
Where was
rule.
The air marshal?
I don't know. Well,
was
I don't
he
think
still
they
staying
he can't
undercover
identify
at that point?
Yeah, he can't identify himself. And the protocol is exactly that. They said, you got to go. And it's like, no, I don't have to go. I have to leave. And sure as shit, they just started to work. And because by the rule, they're completely allowed. Now, did they go overboard? Yes. Bloodying the guy up and dragging him down the thing. Just
and he just screams.
Here's
man.
Who I'm most mad at. Not one of those motherfuckers stood up and did a thing. They all filmed it. They all knew it was wrong. Now, I could understand if they didn't say anything, you know, like you just thought maybe he was a terrorist or something, but clearly the people on the plane are like, this is wrong. He's done nothing wrong. So you knew what was going on wasn't right, and that's why you were filming, but you cowardly pieces of shit. Not one of you stood up in the aisle and did the Tiananmen Square for him. Because he'd have done it for you. I think I saw him in Tiananmen Square. And just stood in the aisle and said, that's it. You're not going anywhere. Stop right there. You're going to have to beat me up, too.
But all those people that filmed it, guess what they did? They sat on that plane and waited for it to get them to Louisville.
And then they tweeted out their videos.
Yeah, and then they tweeted out all their outrage. And now all it's turned into is funny memes. I've seen this in action. Megan and I were on a flight from Denver to Phoenix. And Megan does not fly well. So we get on the plane, and it's Southwest Airlines, so it's a crapshoot. Like, your seats, and it's pretty full. It is actually really full. And all that's left are middle seats. And Megan's like, I can't fly without sitting by you. I'm like, it'll be all right. You can make it. It's Denver. My mom said the flight in Denver's really bumpy because of the mountains. It gets a little bumpy. Other than that, she's getting real nervous. We're walking down the thing. We get about halfway down. She's in front of me. And she goes, excuse me. Excuse me. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
I'm a terrible flyer. Would somebody please switch seats so I can sit next to my husband?
And everybody's magazines and shit go up in front of their face. And then she goes, please. Nothing.
Nobody's going to switch for me.
I'm like, here we go.
You know what? Fuck all of you.
I'm like, oh, no. It's happening. We're on a no-fly list. We got to walk from Denver.
I can't believe anyone, you won't get up for me. I'm going to cry this whole place.
I'm like, shut up. Oh, my God. Shut the fuck up and sit down. She was scared to death. So she sits in front of me, one seat in front of me, and I've got her from shoulder. I'm like, you're going to be all right. And the guy sitting next to me is like a pilot. And he goes, what's wrong with her? She's a terrible flyer. Huge anxiety. Tell her it's no big deal. I'm right here. I'm like, yeah, I don't know. And then the stewardess comes up, taps the pilot on the shoulder next to me and says, we're booked, sir. Can you give up your seat? Well, he was flying for free.
Oh.
So he was jumping.
Yeah.
So he wouldn't scoot over one. So Megan and I could sit next to each other. And I'm like, really, dude? You wouldn't get over? I'm not giving up an aisle seat. All right. Everybody. She's right. Fuck everyone. You're
right. Wow.
Yeah.
I'm a huge United fan now, I think. I think I'm going to fly
tickets.
Almost all United.
Dirt cheap.
And just
when Trivago
be all about it.
You can be so upset, but let's say your flight to Seattle's coming up to go to that wedding, and you go to the Priceline or Trivago, and you're trying to figure it out, and United is $153 less, and you get free bags now for some reason. You're flying United. I don't care how mad you were at the Korean incident. You're flying United.
You are listening to HMS All Access on Podcast One.
Keep it separate in case I say or something on the air.
Okay.
You're big trouble. Or fuck face.
Fuck face. There we go. I don't think you should say on the podcast.
Okay,
either,
fuck. Face. Face. Boy. How about Kaiser roll?
The pulled pork sandwiches come on a Kaiser roll.
See, look, you're bringing Porkopolis back into this podcast.
Oh, that's that. You can delete that.
Like they will KUPD.
I'm just
going to
bleep it out anytime you mention any Porkopolis stuff until I get mine.
Beep it until you get a piece.
Get
mine. That's right. That's exactly right.
You should beep it for sure.
Beep the words.
Yeah.
And leave in there.
Okay. Yeah.
Make or you could switch out.
Or just put my over pork.
Over Porkopolis.
Porkopolis!
Yeah, Brady, can you give me a nice, like, just
yeah, give
say
me
it
nice
into the
cut.
Mic for me?
Maybe one day when I just completely snap in the building, I'm going to throw that word like.
Oh, God, could you imagine how funny that snapping would be? That would be. It would be like laughing during a shooting.
Oh,
you guys truly, like, fearful.
Wait, I'm truly upset, you.
He said the thing.
And see, it's no funnier one would than buy I into it.
Right. I don't think anyone would take your freak out seriously like that, though.
I've never called myself a sea sucker. The F-bomb.
That's
what
for
is
a game?
That? Is that faggot?
Yeah, which one's the F-bomb?
No.
What is that? You won't say it now? What's wrong
just,
with you? How much, say
it now.
How much fucking damage did that church do?
It wasn't a church.
Who did it? Because
well,
you know
no,
what?
No,
the,
no,
one
no.
of the
it's...
first times I was ever with your Unky Dave, who was raised so right, he was standing on top of a staircase at a mall going, all right, what do you guys want to eat? Gook place over here. We got an Italian joint over here.
But the difference is because you're the
that.
Only ones that heard
no,
it.
No, you don't know that. You think that. You hope that. But that was in a mall.
Yeah.
There might have been one gook that
you're
hung himself afterwards.
You're the only two that were up there.
Why people hate me? Oh.
And see, and this is where you're making it worse.
I know. You're a terrible
person. You're pounding the guilt in.
I never say that kind of shit.
If I'm using cuss words, it might be mostly out of a humor context. But I, you know, as far as like dumbass or something like that. Or
that's cussing.
Yep.
You can't see. That's the thing for me with people that I think they're being unrealistic. It's like there's varying degrees of which words are worse than others.
Yeah.
And it depends on what you think. You can call me a shot ball. Doesn't make any sense, but if it was intended to be an insult, that's all that matters. You're trying to cover your own tracks. Yeah, if you're a French toast tickler, yeah. Go foul yourself. It's like your intention is to tell me to fuck off. There's no difference between your made-up little cute words and
but
your intention saying fuck
off. But yet there is a difference.
There really isn't.
That's the thing, though, is that my sister, when we were growing up, she was not allowed. She'd get in trouble if she called me a stupid butthead.
Right.
So she went around that by calling me a stoody butler.
Yeah,
whatever
same
that
meaning.
Means. And it's just like, yeah, like she
thing.
Meant the same thing, but
her
she was able to not
was
get in trouble.
To make sure you knew what she was saying was really this, but she's guarding her own back. So there's no difference when the intention is exactly the same internally.
So
it's
to
the
wrap
same
this up,
thing.
Yeah. To wrap this all up.
Fuck
yeah.
off, Charlie. We're talking.
I'm
yeah.
just
what
saying.
A cocksucker.
What I. Okay. I want more swearing from Brady.
Sure.
Tell me to fuck off.
I can't.
Oh,
the inside,
God.
The inside out memories.
I just wanted to end the segment that way.
Could be in a pussy is what we're saying. Just say it.
I
if you say it in your car,
swear
say it
words, yeah. Swear words, especially on the podcast, Brady.
Yeah.
Do it for me.
You just got 33% more swear words.
HMS All Access Podcast 1.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
HMS All Access.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to FBL. I'm Brady Bogan. This is my first show. I'm glad you guys are part of it. And I want to tell you a little story about myself. When I was growing up, I was younger. All right, that's Facebook Live. Hey. Man, you know what? This is great. I'm waiting. No one is talking to me. What's up, Brian? How are you, dog? Oh, yeah. So anyway, when I was getting my hair cut last week at Lady Jane's, I got the royal treatment. It's pretty good. It's a great deal. You get a neck massage, shoulder massage. I recommend that place. So anyway, I hope you guys have a great day, and show number one is under the belt. Good night.
Okay.
The number of people watching your video is increasing. 100 people are watching.
It's working.
Come on. Yeah. All right. Is it the content? Am I losing? Am I boring?
I wanted to chat about the Brady on the Facebook Live.
Oh, yeah.
You did your first couple Facebook Lives the other day. Did you enjoy it? Because it didn't look like you enjoyed it that much.
Does anyone?
Good question.
It's, I don't know if I'll, I guess maybe
every
I might
Wednesday.
Warm up to it.
Every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday, so it's going to be a thing.
Until zero people are watching or it's the most popular thing.
Until we get a no-hitter.
Yeah, until we go zeros or a billion. Is the dumbest fucking thing ever.
No,
it's just a generation of people that think everyone wants to hear everything and see everything they do. World Star Hip Hop is the only website worth a shit.
When did you discover World Star Hip Hop?
I have a black friend who told me about it. It's basically just the YouTube and Twitter of black people.
Yeah.
And it's awesome.
It's
weaves and nudity and every fight that every black person's ever been in. As angry as they were at the people filming Rodney King, black people sure like filming bad things happening. They love it. They film every fight in a gas station, every fight in a parking lot, and everything else. Instead of getting involved and helping, they say, oh, no, oh, shit, no, you mess with the wrong bitch now. And it's people they know.
And then
it's like their aunts
the,
and uncles and stuff.
As soon as the knockout happens, you see they World Star Hip Hop!
Yeah, World Star Hip Hop!
They tag it.
They tag it. World Star Hip Hop! She dead. She dead.
Yeah.
It's great.
I enjoyed so much watching Brady, though. just kind of like running out of stuff to talk to about 7 seconds well, into it and turning to you guys like, I don't want to do this anymore, guys. It's not doing it. Stay on there.
You got 8 more minutes. The thing that's great is Brady has, you're like me. You don't understand what Facebook Live is for.
Yeah.
So you just try to fill the time with noise and things. But when you watch these fucking knobs that are doing this, they just stare at the screen. It's dead silent. I want paid professionals to give me my entertainment or my stuff. So occasionally you'll see somebody stumble across something accidentally good. But for the most part, the dude down the street telling me what he thinks of the lawn service he's provided isn't enough for me to tune in. And it's just basically everything you think has to be broadcast.
Do you know what I hate the most about the Facebook, though? And I've got this old friend. It was a girl that I kind of dated in high school. And she, I don't know what she does. She does not. She can't have a job because she's literally posting on Facebook all day. And she'll post stuff like this. Post this if your dad was a hardworking man and has helped you as much as he could at the time, no matter how good or bad you were, and is the best dad ever.
Oh, go fuck yourself.
And it's like, I just sure, want to write, if you agree.
I just want to go fuck yourself on that, right? Go fuck yourself. My dad beat me. That's what I would write if I was Megs. My dad used to beat the shit out of me. Thanks for the reminder. I just can't stand those people.
The next one she'll share is today's inspirational quote, don't be a dick. Type yes if you agree.
Don't fucking inspire
me. I'm taking like two scrolls down the feed. She blows up my Facebook.
Look at the reaction.
Feed.
It's getting you guys. Two comments. Shut
the fuck up, lady. Don't inspire. You're not an inspirational Maya Angelou. If you were the poet laureate in the United States, I'd listen to you. You work at Grand Canyon Title. You're doing escrow papers all day. You're not inspiring me to do
shit.
Can
you click yes
real
for me
mom.
On that, Charlie?
Yeah.
A big fat girl Megan used to work with always posted pictures of plus size models and then next to a skinny model, she'd fire off something kind of shitty. Like, this is what a woman's supposed to look like. This is brutal. This caused more anorexia. And she had this big cause. She lost about 140 pounds. All she does is post pictures of her new body and how awesome it is and that she works out and how important that is.
Yeah.
And being healthy is really, she never once posts a fat girl picture anymore. Facebook isn't about reaching out to other people and making them feel better. It's all about posting shit that you tell yourself, this makes the world feel better. All you're doing is making yourself
self-gratification.
Feel better. It's self-gratification across the board.
What?
Eric!
Do!
Another edition of What Would Eric Do?
Hold on, I'm eating my icebreaker.
All right, so our question this week comes from, you know, he never really left a name. His Gmail is Dios de Fuego.
I think he's Mexican.
Maybe.
Just a guess.
But he basically wanted to know, Eric, if you had studied and memorized different tactics on war, infiltration, mass hysteria, as well as chemistry and mechanical engineering, would you utilize those powers for good or evil? You know, would you become an evil, bald, bad guy with a cat in a volcano island lair or alter human history forever?
My God.
Yeah, this is the pressure's on.
I like that. What are all the things again? What are the parts of it?
This is good. Tactics on war, infiltration, subterfuge, mass hysteria, as well as chemistry and mechanical engineering. Would you use those to continue to capitalize and make yourself better, or would you start World War III?
Well, the problem with starting World War III is that you could die in that. So
Trump's going to do it for you.
Yeah, even though you're like, you have all those skills, that could still backfire on you and you could die. I think I would use it for evil, but I'd be sneaky about it. I don't want to be like a world power. Yeah. I'd be one of those guys, you know, they always talk about like the guys with the golden parachutes and the bankers and stuff that are the people that really run the country that you don't know about.
Behind the scenes, the puppet masters.
Yeah. So I would be like one of those dudes like that just makes a buttload of money. But he actually has all the power. Like, there's always the guy that whispers into the president's ear. And they're like, who the hell is that dude? Why is he whispering into his ear? I want to be that guy.
That's Eric O'Connor.
Yeah. Then nobody knows that I'm really fucking them right in the ass. It's great. You can be my second if you'd like, Charlie.
Oh, a deal. I'll take it up. You know, how much does it pay?
I don't know, like $10 an hour. Yeah, that's all you need.
Infiltration,
anyway.
Though. So that's part of it right there. And you can use that infiltration and different tactics on war. I mean,
yeah, I would have my minions that, you know, in chess, you're the king or the queen's actually the best piece, but then you have the pawns and stuff. So I would have a bunch of little bitches that I would send out to attack and do my dirty work, and they'll die and I'll be sad for like a minute or two. But then, you know, the point is that I'm getting more power and stuff. So nobody knows it's really me, Eric O'Connell.
Yeah. So would you bring the HMS crew on? They all give them special jobs?
I'd kill them first, I think.
Oh, really?
That'd be my first move. Yeah, I would take them out first.
Because in the email, he said, by the way, HMS is excused from all of this. He was trying to protect all of them.
So we got to keep the show together.
I guess you got to keep the show together.
All right. I guess I could.
I would prefer you don't kill my uncle.
You sure about that?
I'm pretty sure about that.
Okay. All right.
I like him.
I guess we could keep doing the show and stuff. Then people would really not know because...
Yeah,
you know,
there's your cover.
I'd stay the same guy. Mm-hmm. You know, oh, the douche canoe, blah, blah, blah. You know, they make fun of me in there. Oh, ha, ha, ha. What's your name and address again?
Yes. Yeah. That's even better right there.
I could get major revenge.
Oh, I didn't even think of it that way.
Yeah, that's all I need it for right there. I'd be Scott Wright, you'd be the first one I'd kill. Just kidding.
Shouting him out already.
That was what Eric did.
HMS All Access Podcast 1.
Brady's nephew, Charlie Wolf, who possibly could be eaten by a bear later this summer, has discovered that his vacation is going to be camping with grizzlies in Alaska like an idiot. Totally unqualified for this decision, but he's going to do it anyway. So we also discovered, Eric, that there's something wrong with Charlie inherently when it comes to wildlife. A quail just flew into the window here at the beautiful studios and then landed itself on a ledge.
He ran out there.
Quail on a rail.
And Brady started singing Quail on a Rail and took photos of what is essentially a phoenix pigeon. They're everywhere. And then Charlie ran off and chased it into the road. Like, what is wrong with you two that you can't just let nature take its course?
Just watch.
Brady started dancing and saying quail on a rail and taking photos. Who are you taking photographs of an Arizona pigeon
for? I document it.
I don't understand you.
You see a lot of quails, really? I don't know.
Everywhere. My whole yard is coated in them. I got quails. And the stupid quail Charlie chased flew from the ledge right out onto 52nd Street and started to walk across the road. But he would have been fine, Eric. He would have been fine had the Bogan Blood not gotten involved, photographing, dancing, and chasing him around. Just let him be.
Quail on a rail.
What is quail on a rail?
Is that a song from the
70s? It was a second ago.
Yeah? All right.
When quail on a rail made Brady half hard, and he started to dance in the window with his camera. You're both nuts. Brady started to do the bird sound for the... I don't think he realized that at first. He was like, "Boo-hook! Boo-hook!" through double pane glass in a radio studio.
Quail.
I don't think that's a thing, Brady.
Everybody has their talent, John.
Yep. You're like Jenny from Forrest Gump.
Just make me a bird. Let me fly far, far away from this place.
Quail on a rail. I thought that was a...
Quail on a rail.
John, you kind of made fun of the Bogans for their...
You're all weird.
Well, Bogans are actually very good with wildlife and nature.
I'm not saying it's a lack of knowledge. I'm saying it's a weird behavior.
Okay.
Towards anything that's not...
Come on. You are a little fascinated by the quail on the rail.
Not at all. I see
that
quail
you've never
every day.
Seen a quail. You know, I've never seen it that high
it
up.
It did fly into
know?
The window.
Yeah, that's flying into the window. I've seen Devin do that. I won't ever... Is it really?
Yeah.
You got to live some more. Get out of the house.
I've seen them in all sorts of settings, John.
I know. If you're one of your goals in life is to see a quail on the second story, you got really low ambition. Yeah, there's not a whole lot of thrill in that for me. It's no difference than a quail on the ground.
But there was a big difference. That quail was very concerned about being on the rail. It was not. It was
this is what I'm talking about. You're telling
nervous.
Me that I'm wrong about the weirdness factor.
That's why I sent Charlie out there to either.
These are not even normal fun conversations. It's just weird.
I don't know. I like, nature's cool. I used to be obsessed with animals when I was little.
I'm saying nature's not cool. I'm saying you guys aren't.
You're
you get
saying
weird
nature's
about it.
Not cool.
No, I'm saying you guys. The way you handle it and touch it and feel it and act weird about it is strange.
So how long do you think I'll last in Alaska this
you're
gonna July?
You're going to get killed in Alaska the first hour.
Probably first
at
hour?
Probably at the airport in Anchorage.
I don't think it's the wildlife. I think it's the family.
Mm.
Actually, yeah. I get my mom could potentially drive me to just run into a bear cave.
You're going to Alaska as an entire family to just Swiss Family Robinson for a little bit and then come home.
Yeah.
With no wilderness training.
Why?
I have no idea.
I would just tell my family.
It surprised me that your mom's doing this.
Yeah, I don't think she'll make it.
Look, tell them this, Charlie. This is how this. Just say, look, I'm going to go get a room down here in Juneau or wherever the fuck you're close to.
Yeah.
And just say... I'll come visit you guys in your weird wood house and your strangeness up here. This is not normal. Someone from the Bogan family is going to pick up a thing that they think is wild and theirs because I don't know why you guys think you own the wildlife.
I don't think that the Wolf family really does a ton of handling of
creatures. I don't think we
There's
we
Bogan
own
blood
nature,
in
though.
There.
Yeah.
There's Bogan there blood is. In there.
And what? that'll get to where you're picking shit up because it's like, we're God's animal. These are all beneath us. These animals belong to man. And then you go to pick it up, and I hope it just eats you to the fucking wrist bone. How would you like that as a human being? If there was a, like, you don't want to get picked up by a bear. It's like, what's this? And he picks it up. That's what you guys always do.
I wouldn't mind
being
picked up by a bear.
You sure would be mine. You would mind the fuck out of that.
I don't think you'd like that.
You would mind the fuck out of that.
Snuggle with it?
No, you'd mind the fuck out of it.
I don't know. I've had lots of training, though, living with, you know, I've gone camping with Torp before. And
sure. And he picks shit up, and Brady picks shit up. They just won't leave it alone. I got no problem with nature. Nature's beautiful. Stop picking that shit up.
No, I mean, I like watching it, though.
The best thing was golfing once at this place on South Mountain. And I think we got
Vistal.
We got paired up with somebody. You know, we were getting along with them just fine. And we get to this hole, and all of a sudden you're, ooh. I'm like, what's that? And all of a sudden, Brady starts scaling the side of this rock.
That's a big boy there.
Grabs this black and orange lizard that's like, what the fuck? I was doing nothing. And the guy next to me is smoking. Oh, what the fuck's going on here? He says.
What the hell is that? What
the fuck's going on here?
Chuck Walla!
And he holds it up like we're having it for dinner. Okay, put it down. It's your shot.
Chuck Walla!
Yeah, we see it. Put it down. What are you doing?
Chuck Walla. That was sweet.
To only
big
you.
Boy.
Yeah.
That's a big boy there. God put those animals here for our amusement. We get to touch them, pick them up as we see fit.
Clearing them off the cart. This so no one would run them over.
No, he
the
was
cart
in the
path.
He was in the dirt. He was on the other side of the cart path. And yeah, Mr. loves the animals. Another time at the golf course, he ran over a bunny accidentally. It was horrifying. Remember that one that ran under?
Yeah.
Horrifying.
That was.
And I'm like, wow, that was terrible. Two times later, we're golfing. He finds a dead bunny. And crucifies it on the ground with golf tees.
Brady!
It was a scramble. He can't, it was a dead bunny.
If it's fuzzy and used to live outside, he can't not touch it. Dead or alive, it doesn't matter. The thing was horrifying. We came up and this thing had tees in it and its hands and spread it all out.
Jesus, Brady.
Yeah, it was horrifying. Just rabbit with tees jammed through it.
I love nature. I'm a psychopath.
That's it for this episode of HMS All Access. Remember, if you want your questions answered by Eric on the next podcast, you can email me at charlie@98kupd.com. We're also now on iTunes, Stitcher, and TuneIn, so head over there, subscribe, rate, and review. Let us know what you think. If you want anything else, Holmberg's Morning Sickness, or anything 98kupd, you can check out everything at 98kupd.com. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to HMS All Access on Podcast One.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.